Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning what we see happening in the milk market and milk supply chain as we go through 2026. Exports are going to be a huge part of our price as we move through 2026, so making sure that those maintain a strong demand and the fact that we need to export a lot of the extra product that we're producing is important. However, there are also some bright spots that we see coming on through promotion. Dairy Management Inc. has really worked hard the last 10 years to change the conversation around dairy products. And as we look at some of the things that have happened recently with the whole milk approval for schools, those things are having some impact on our ability to market dairy products here in the United States. And they have some new programs that they're looking to initiate here as we move into 2026 that may help us as well. One of those is So Many Reasons for Dairy, just short videos that will hopefully influence the market and have people think about utilizing dairy in different ways maybe than they have in the past. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, looking forward to the changes that we will see in consumer views on dairy products, as well as ways that we can increase our local demand for dairy to offset some of the increases we've seen in on-farm milk production.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.